Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday morning, December 30th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, why you shouldn't buy a home as an investment, and are you putting your company at risk for a data breach? There are a lot of great reasons to buy a home, but Wall Street Journal personal finance columnist Jonathan Clement says price appreciation isn't one of them. That being said, there are a lot of benefits to owning a home.
There are wonderful tax breaks. You know, you get the mortgage interest deduction. You can deduct your property taxes. As you pay down that mortgage, you're forced to save. And, of course, you get to live there.
That being said, according to Freddie Mac, home prices have climbed just 3.7% a year over the past 30 years, not much above the 2.8% inflation rate. To make matters worse, this figure doesn't reflect the hefty costs of buying, owning, and selling a home.
All this money for property taxes, you spend all this money on home improvement, you have those closing costs when you buy, and then, of course, all the costs when you sell as well.
With that in mind, it's important to consider how long you'll actually be staying in a home before you decide to purchase it.
A 5 to 7 year time horizon is probably the bare minimum that you need. If you can't see staying put for that long, or you think that based on the amount that you can afford, you're going to buy a home that you're going to quickly become dissatisfied with, I'd say keep renting.
You can read more about whether or not you should buy a home as an investment in the Sunday Journal from reporter Jonathan Clement. Are you putting your company at risk for a data breach? Adam Levin of Credit.com reviews some of the behaviors that could make a company vulnerable.
Almost 2 out of 3 IT professionals believe employee carelessness is connected to major data breaches. With that in mind, here are 5 behaviors you might be engaging in that might be putting your business at risk. Browsing on social media. While it may seem harmless looking at a friend's post online, massive data breaches in the past have been caused by social engineering attacks. How about online shopping? This can happen in 2 ways. Since online retailers store financial information, cyber attackers may target these sites to steal information by exploiting unsecured connections as they look for unencrypted information. In addition, people browsing the internet looking for deals might click on a link to a less secure malware-laden site or suspicious websites that request their credentials. Downloading games on business devices is another way. Although there are countless games available online, many of these apps might be malware in disguise. With more employees telecommuting, online collaboration has increased in importance. Employees often upload corporate documents to share and get input from their colleagues. However, when these connections or websites are not completely safe, cybercriminals could get their hands on the information. Firms should ensure workers use Wi-Fi connections that are absolutely secure and that their electronic devices have the proper security software. Lastly, not informing the IT department of threats. While companies may or may not have policies that require employees to use their business devices only for work, there are things that can go wrong and that may be unreported. Information security professionals may be unaware of malware or other threats on mobile devices because workers fail to raise the alarm, which could leave threats undetected. While these 5 activities are dangerous for businesses, they can also be risky for consumers as well. The same malware that you download to your work computer can just as easily be downloaded to your personal computer or smartphone. Be sure you're doing everything to protect yourself and your identity. I'm Adam Levin, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out all the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.